Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on Thanksgiving is His Desired Offering, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verses 12 to 14. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. When I was younger, sometimes my siblings and I had the opportunity to tell our parents what we desired for our birthdays. We would tell them way in advance of the dates, and many times, as they were able, they did get us the things that we asked. On the morning of our birthdays, we are always woken up with presents, and I particularly remember how I felt when I got exactly what I had asked for. I would be happy, grateful, content, and in glee for almost a month. There is a different kind of feeling when a present you receive tallies with a present you have desired. What does this have to do with Thanksgiving? I deliberately started our anchor scripture from verse 12. In the scriptures preceding, God was making it clear that He really did not need the offerings of the people. He did not need their rams, their bulls, their birds, or their goats. He had absolutely no use for them. He certainly wasn't going to eat them. And even if He had need for food, God was not going to look to man to feed Him. So He would accept their offerings, but He wanted the givers to know what His preferred gift was. Verse 14 tells us clearly, offer to God thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to God is the present He really desires. Like we said, there is something about giving a person not what you like, but what they like. God is saying through this scripture, your thanksgiving is better to me than your offerings, especially your thoughtless offerings or your offerings given while grumbling or murmuring. One thing I have come to realize in my short walk with God is this. God never asks us for anything or to do anything that does not benefit us in the long run. If He is asking for thanksgiving, it means that we will benefit when we give it. And in the coming episodes, we will discuss scripturally how we benefit when we give thanks. But today, I want to make one other important note. Thanksgiving and complaining are mutually exclusive. They cannot simultaneously operate from the same vessel. So please, at least for this month, resist the urge to complain, not even in your heart, no matter how bad things look. Resist the urge to murmur and rather give thanks. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Today we repent of all our complaints and our murmurings. And we just want to say thank you for everything you have done for us. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.